Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, in the age of social media, there are many people and many business people that are quite active on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. And every single day they're posting and they're talking to people and they're doing what they would call making connections. They're reaching out and engaging people on those social media platforms and other social media platforms. And of course, that's something that business people really need to do today because it's the modern age. But we really can't forget where we came from. If we're only creating connections on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and all the social media outlets, we're really missing the boat. You have to remember and consider that people have not changed. Technology has changed. But the wants and the needs of people are the same. And what do people really want? Well, there are many things they want. You know, they want housing, they want to have children, they want to have an income. But for this conversation, what they really want is connection, human connection, one person connecting to another. So even if we're building business relationships online, we need to build business relationships offline. Build business relationships everywhere you go for more success. What kind of relationship do you have with your banker? Do you know your banker? What kind of relationship do you have with your insurance company? What kind of relationship do you have with the person that fixes your car? It doesn't matter who it is that you come in contact with during the day. You want to build a business relationship with them, not because you want something from them right now. As a matter of fact, you might be able to offer them some help or some guidance or some kindness that's going to help them. But throughout the years, if you build enough business relationships, you will be more successful. And then when you need something from these people that you've built a business relationship with, they're happy to help you. It's not just like you're dropping in from nowhere and saying, "Hello, Mr. Banker, I just want to borrow money from you. Hello, Ms. Vendor, I just want you to sell me your product at a better price." Whatever it happens to be, you see, we need that human connection, one person to another. It doesn't take long to do it. It's about caring. It's about good business. It's about understanding people. And if we build good relationships with the people around us, the people we do business with our employees, with their families, if that's appropriate, sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't, with the person at the checkout counter, we're going to find that we are respected in the community, and we're going to find that as we do this, it's going to carry over into business. Because we'll get so used to building good relationships, then we will build good relationships with our customers, with our clients. When was the last time you talked to your important customers? When was the last time you reached out to them? Not to sell them something, not because you wanted something from them, but just because you would say, "Hello, how are you? How was that vacation? Hey, I see the kids are going off to college." What can you do to increase your world and build better relationships? This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.